The most stable form of employment in Zimbabwe is in the public sector, but it comes at a great cost. An estimated 80% of the national budget goes to maintaining government jobs. Officials have been seeking ways to downsize the public sector, and in July, the country's Supreme Court issued a ruling to make it easier. Prior to the landmark ruling, employers had to seek permission from the Ministry of Labor before laying off workers. They also had to pay severance packages to the affected employees. Now all that is required to terminate a contract is 90 days' notice. Labor law expert Frank Winikwa says the ruling also limits a worker's ability to legally challenge an unfair dismissal or to negotiate severance when an employer declares bankruptcy.
This then means workers are now at a great risk because the employer now has unlimited power to dismiss.
Zimbabwe owes around $10 billion to international financial institutions, including the IMF and the World Bank, and creditors have been demanding reforms to Zimbabwe's labor laws and cut the public sector as conditions of negotiations. In May, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told a visiting IMF delegation that Zimbabwe was in the process of easing its labor laws.
There are many more complementary reforms taking place. In fact, let me call them upgrading and modernization of our policies and practices. We are going to modernize our labor laws to enhance labor market flexibility.
Rejoice Ngwenya, economic analyst and president of a policy dialogue think tank, Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions, sees a direct link between IMF demands and the Supreme Court labor ruling.
Zimbabwe has always been on a trajectory of unemployment. But when you talk about government austerity measures, International Monetary Fund put several conditions, and one of those conditions for re-engagement is that government cut its public expenditure because 80% of the revenues are going to the wage bill. So the government has always been burdened with ghost workers and careless and corruptive employment practices. So there is a direct link between what Patrick Chinamasa, the Minister of Finance, is saying and trying to do, and what the special monitoring project, the IMF, is demanding. I believe there is a direct correlation.
Mass layoff notices have already been issued at the state-run Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and the National Railways of Zimbabwe, affecting 500 and 1,200 workers respectively. Lauren Chimuka, a long-time ZBC News and current affairs producer, says she was shocked to receive a contract termination letter at her home one weekend.
I'm disappointed. After having been loyal to the company for such a long time, and remember there was a time when the company was not even paying its workers their full salaries. We had to subsidize. We would run around just to get transport to go to the workplace. And this is the thank you that we are getting. So it's disappointing, it's frustrating, it's painful.
Dismissed public sector workers have few options in the private sector. Zimbabwe's unemployment rate currently hovers at around 80%. Many people subsist in the so-called informal sector, selling wares on the streets or doing odd jobs without receiving benefits. Tafadzwa Choto, a director of the non-governmental Zimbabwe Labour Centre, says taking away job stability from public servants will fuel a race to the bottom to provide cheap labour for foreign investors.
Also, we've been hearing the look into the China policy of Chinese coming to invest, the Russians coming to invest. So they now want to protect themselves and their new friends who are coming to invest in Zimbabwe and saying you can come and invest here cheaply and make massive profits.
Labor unions and social movements have been staging protests to demand action from President Robert Mugabe, but the peaceful demonstrations have been shut down by police who argue the rallies are unlawful. In Zimbabwe, protesters must seek permission from the authorities 2 weeks ahead of any planned action to petition the government. But Mnyarazi Gwisai, a University of Zimbabwe professor and International Socialist Organization member, says that the government will not act without pressure from people in the streets.
If the workers, the youth, the students, if they protest like they did in 1997 to 2000, then the courts will listen, then President Mugabe will listen. But if they wait and think that Mugabe will deliver them, they will wait until heaven comes.
In his recent State of the Nation address before Parliament, President Mugabe ignored the controversial labor issue and blamed corruption for the deteriorating economy. Garikai Chaunza, FSRN, Harare.